Introduction. The New York fashion industry may seem glamorous, but the neighborhood where it all comes together is surprisingly down to earth. Mere blocks from the glass and neon glow of Times Square, the Parisian elegance of Bryant Park, and the austere galleries and chic boites of Chelsea is the Garment District, the last bastion of manufacturing in a gentrified modern-day Manhattan. Here, function trumps fuss, and inspiration gets down to business. Turn-of-the-century brick office towers, dusted by decades worth of diesel smoke, house working garment factories stacked high in the sky. Scattered among them are showrooms, design studios, and tiny sample rooms where pattern makers carve out and refine the shapes for next season's runways. At street level, look out! Young men wheel garment racks towards idling trucks and FedEx vans ready to deliver the merch to Barney's or Bloomingdale's. Industrial storage bins, stuffed with disassembled mannequins or bolts of jersey, lurk in doorways. The shops are fantastically specific. Some sell only sewing machines, while others focus on zippers or ribbons. A few storefronts, peddling flashy clothing in curiously unflashy atmospheres, read, "To the trade only." Merchants from Eastern Europe or Africa might stop there to stock up on wholesale clothes for their boutiques, and curious visitors aren't allowed. You might catch a model or a particularly glamorous fashion student zipping by, but the atmosphere isn't quite that of a sidewalk fashion show. For one thing, everyone's in too much of a hurry. The north side of 37th Street, just west of 7th Avenue, seems especially bustling. A steady stream of visitors passes through the doorway of number 225 and into two old-fashioned, hand-cranked elevators, manned by uniform operators just like in Mad Men. Making this daily pilgrimage are fashion designers, tourists, the odd supermodel, people speaking Hebrew and Spanish and Mandarin and Tagalog. "Mood?" asks the operator. "Yes," the passengers inevitably say, "mood." It's the only reason many people brave the Garment District in the first place, and the only fabric store in the world that's as famous as the designers it serves. Mood Fabrics is more than a place to buy materials for sewing. It's a living archive of the world's most extraordinary designer textiles, straight from the world's most prestigious showrooms and factory shelves. The sheer spectacle of so much beautiful fabric piled together in one place is part of the reason that more than 1,200 people visit the New York City store alone every day. In the silk department, near metallic brocades, fresh from Caroline Herrera's sample room, and one-of-a-kind charmeuse panels, digitally printed with a painting by the courtier Ralph Rucci, you might find a harried intern gathering swatches of crepe de chine for her boss, Oscar De La Renta, a pair of wildly styled Parsons students speaking rapid-fire Japanese, scanning denim shelves in preparation for a class project.